Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. As you can tell by the title of this, by the title of this episode, fall is finally here. And we're going to make it comfy, cozy, and fun in this episode, chatting about my favorites right now for the fall, my intentions for fall, favorite things. I love this episode. I did a very similar one last fall, but I thought this was necessary going into this fall to get us into the mood. It's so funny saying this out loud. It's dawning on me that I feel like there isn't as much hype for any other season almost. Maybe summer, like people are so excited for summer, right? But I guess winter too, like holidays, maybe spring is really what's left out. But I feel like everyone's like, fall, my fall by my fall era, cute girl, cozy girl, fall, pumpkin spice, apple picking. I don't know what it is. There's just something magical about fall. I feel like it's everyone's favorite time of year. Maybe just all the fun things associated with fall is what makes it so fun. And I also feel like it's almost the quickest season, maybe in the Northeast is why I feel that, like living here. Maybe it's like longer in other places, but I swear you only get like a good month of like fall weather. Is anyone with me? Because, okay, like the beginning of September, like the first 2-3 weeks of September is still too hot. It feels like summer. That's how I feel. And I think actually autumn starts September 20-something. Like autumn, like I think people are like fall, September 1st. But I feel like it doesn't technically start. I think it was like September 23rd or something like that. So then I feel like from there through like maybe mid-October, it's good fall weather, maybe end of October. But sometimes at the end of October, it's like snowing and freezing already. I feel like fall is fleeting, and maybe that's why it's so precious to all of us. There's just, you guys know what I mean. You are living in the same world I'm living in. There's so much hype around fall, but I get it because it's fun. And I was just thinking about how, I don't know if I've made an episode about like, yay, winter is here, spring is here, summer is here, like talking all about the season. But fall just hits diff. And it's so funny that I'm saying this out loud because actually 2 weeks ago for my podcast episode, I was going to make an episode called I'm Not Ready for Fall because I wasn't. And I think it has to do with the weather, really. If any of you live in Florida or like Arizona, somewhere where it's like really warm all year round and it doesn't feel like you have seasons, it's probably harder for you to like transition into seasons or get excited for like pumpkin things or Christmas because, or maybe I just say that, but like I'm biased because I'm from New York State where you have like all the seasons. So yes, like maybe I just wouldn't feel like it's like fall or Christmas, but all I know is what I'm trying to say that I feel like since it was so warm and sunny, that's why I wasn't ready for fall. Like up until the past like week and a half, it was really sunny and hot in Cape Cod. It's actually gonna be nice out today, like 60s, but I think our 75 and sunny days are in the past. So I think now I'm ready for fall because for the past like week and a half, it was actually pretty cold and it like rained a lot. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I was like, you know what? It's so rainy and crappy out that now I'm ready for like cooler weather and like pretty fall leaves and all of that. I just wanted to stop raining. So yeah, I also think all the fun things about fall, like pumpkin spice and pumpkin spice things have gotten me excited. How basic, but like, I honestly love it. Leaning into the basics, leaning into the basicness of fall. And I remember specifically there was one crisp day. It was still when we were having warm weather, but there was one day where it was like 60 during the day and still sunny and nice out. But I had on like shorts and the sweatshirt and I was walking Brody and it was just a crisp air and breeze that we didn't have all summer. And I was like, okay, you know what? This is nice. Like I'm ready for my fall morning walks, especially the past couple of days. It's been sunny and nice, but like 50s, 60s. And it's felt so nice to walk Brody. I'm crazy. Even if it's like kind of chilly and 60, I'll wear shorts and a sweatshirt and it just feels like cozy and nice. So Anyway, this episode is going to be all about fall, but we have a lot to catch up on, okay? I didn't even record the episode 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry about that. You guys have not heard from me in a month. I've been MIA literally since our getting engaged episode, I think. That's crazy that that was like a little over a month ago now. And then the episode went up, you know, like a couple days later. So yes, basically, I'm looking at my notes right now. I wrote down feeling overwhelmed and then I crossed it out and wrote discouraged. Feeling a little discouraged slash sad or maybe just confused about the podcast, to be very transparent and honest. It's confusing because I need to just, you know, ignore negativity. And I feel like if you are on like TikTok, Instagram, whatever, everyone's talking about the haters and like, I just have to like block out the hate and like the negativity. And anyone that does social media learns to grow a thick skin over time and you just become more immune to negativity and negative feedback. But the reason I'm so confused with the podcast is anyone I meet in person is so nice about my podcast and has like the best raving reviews. And I love when I meet girls. This is like the highlight of my life when I meet someone that's like, are you Gretchen from the Happy Hour podcast? Like they don't even know me from Instagram, YouTube, from the podcast. I'm like, out of all the ways you could have found me, the podcast. And people will say the sweetest things. I'll get the sweetest messages. So then I'm like, wow, this makes it worth it. Cause it really is for me just like another kind of creative outlet. And no, not even, well, I guess that, but also just a way to connect with you guys. That's why I wanted to start the podcast to begin with, because I just wanted another form of connecting with you guys and chit chat, hanging out, because I feel like we're besties and I don't make a ton of money from this, transparently. This is not like my source of income. It's literally just for fun and to connect with you guys. Like I didn't post 2 weeks ago. I didn't have to, you know? So what I'm trying to say is if you like my podcast, maybe leave me a nice review, okay? And if you don't, just don't listen. Like I honestly, it's my fault. This morning I had like a little sad moment, to be really honest. And I hate even saying this, that it's like getting to me, because it's like, okay, don't let it get to you. Like be tough. But then I'm like, okay, but I like literally had a tear in my eye. I was sad, but then I have to pretend like it doesn't get to me. But then also I just want to be really honest and open with you guys. Like I always am, like that's me. So I'll just be honest. Like what I was doing was I was planning out this episode and I was scrolling back on my podcast to last year's episode. I wanted to see what I talked about and like what was going on in my life during that fall episode. So I was scrolling back to that one. And when you scrolled into the bottom, it was like reviews. And I read some mean reviews and it made me discouraged and sad, which I feel like that's a known thing. Anyone that has a podcast is like, okay, you're not supposed to like read your own reviews, or people would just be really critical in the reviews, because I guess there's no like, it's not like a comment section on YouTube. People can just like say whatever. I don't think I can like comment back or defend myself, whatever. I think that's just like a known thing. But basically, yeah, when I see the ones that are like so disorganized, she's like chicken with her head cut off, talking all over the place, really hard to listen to, stuff like that, it makes me sad. And yeah, I mean, I would say that's right. Like as I'm saying like, and I'm getting nervous and I am sounding like a chicken with my head cut off. But what I want to, like, give me a chance to defend myself. Maybe you guys don't realize how much planning like does go into my podcast. I feel like I haven't had a guest in a minute. I need to get the guests going again. But I do really think about my episodes and plan them out. Like, wait till you hear about my setup right now. I have a whole outline written next to me that I'm going off of. And I think just how my brain is, it's clear I have ADHD. So I jump from one thing to the next. It's hard for me to focus. But I really do try to focus in on my podcast so it's easier to listen to. But if I'm talking about one topic, saying something, it'll remind me of something else. So then I'll talk about that. But you know what? I need to not defend myself, and I just am who I am, and this podcast is what it is, and it's just a way to connect with you guys. It's just supposed to be fun and lighthearted, and if that's not what you're looking for, then don't listen to this podcast. I don't know what to say, and clearly, overwhelmingly, the response is positive, and you guys love just the lighthearted, carefree chit-chat like I like, because that is personally what I like to listen to the most. Like, my most favorite podcast is the What We Said podcast. I love them. I love JC and Chelsea, and I feel like I'm just hanging out with them, like my girlfriend. So that's kind of what I feel like mine is like too, except it's just me by myself. So Yes, I think we're getting caught up in this world. See, this is making me think of a TikTok. Am I allowed to talk about it? Because it's not in my notes. I'm going to talk about it, okay? Because it's my podcast. I'm going to do what I want to do. It was saying how there's this thing going on. Basically, this girl was like, I'm noticing this thing where everyone feels like everything has to apply to them. Like, it's all like, what about me? Like, she was talking about, have you guys seen this TikTok? She was like, I haven't even seen the one she was talking about, but she was like, there's this TikTok that someone, a girl made all about like bean soup, and all the comments are like, well, what if I don't like beans? Can I substitute something else? What about this? What about that? And she's like, maybe if you don't like beans and this is a bean soup recipe, don't make this recipe and make a different one. Like, it doesn't have to apply to you. Not everything is for you. And I feel like, yeah, people think everything should apply to them. So maybe if you don't like this podcast, it's just not for you, and like, listen to another one, you know? That's what I will say about that. Okay. This episode is going to be about fall, like I said, but first we do have a lot to catch up on. Okay. And again, this is my favorite thing to listen to. So if you don't want to listen, just exit out. I'm feeling spicy. I'm like, just click the X and ignore me and unfollow. Okay. But if you like me, stick around. I'd love to hang. It's funny looking back a year ago when I was looking at the last fall episode, because I was saying in the beginning, I was looking at my notes, how we were about to find out, like, that day as I was recording, where Max was going to start that hockey season. And it's so funny because today, as I'm recording, Max is playing in a preseason game at Madison Square Garden with the New Jersey Devils. So yes, I guess we can just say that quickly, since I've been in my solo alone era for the last like 2 weeks pretty much. And I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast. I think I've had moments talking about it on YouTube, but basically my fiance Max, it's so weird to say still, we've been engaged like a little over a month, and I'm like, look down at my hand, I'm like, what is that? But he was with the Flyers for the past 3-4 seasons, or in the Flyers organization, I could say, because he played for their NHL team sometimes, but also their American League team, which is their minor league team. Then his contract was up and he went to the New Jersey Devils training camp, which just ended, or I guess it's still going on, I don't know. But now it's preseason and he's playing in the preseason games with them. He's on a PTO, which means a paid tryout kind of contract, and then they would have to sign him fully. So hopefully, cross your fingers, that is coming soon. I just was being very wary waiting to talk about this because the sports world can be so chaotic. There's so much movement. I feel like that's something people, that's like the number one thing people don't realize. If you are the unicorn that has like the 8-year contract, you know, no trade clause, okay, you're going to be there. But like the majority of the time, there's a lot of movement between teams. There's a 1-year contract, a 2-year contract, 3-year contract. I would say that's like the norm. And if you're like Max, you can be sent down and be in the minor leagues, called up. So there's like a lot of movement like that. So basically, yes, he's moved around a lot in the past couple years within the Flyers organization, and I just wanted to wait to talk about this till it was more certain, since we are not sure like if he'll start with their NHL team, their minor league team. He could even be, knock on wood, like released, pick up by another team. So I've just been trying to sit back and wait until we figure all of that out. But it's been like 2 weeks without him at our house, because it's our first house we bought together, our home. And so it's weird being here without him now, since we moved in May and I have not been alone all summer. We've had so many friends and family here, and yeah, I miss him. But we should know soon where home base will be for the hockey season, and then Brody and I can join him. But until then, I'm like, you go figure out your thing, get settled. He's like in a hotel, you know, at training camp. So we're like, we'll join you later on. So that was probably annoying, clicking pen. And now I'm thinking of all the feedback I've gotten in the past. There's one episode where I think I had a guest that was going like that, like clicking a pen, and the reviews were like, this is so annoying. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even notice as I was recording. I get so worried about like background noise. But then sometimes people are like, no, we like the background noise. If it's like Brody barking or chewing on a bone, it's like comforting. I don't know. Anyway, I'm in one of those sensitive moods today. I need to see what phase I'm in, because every little thing is getting to me and I feel like everything's been going wrong, which I'll get into. Not everything, just like little things. Oh, I feel like I always have to backpedal, because I feel as though, this is me being emotional, like, if I say something like, oh, everything's going wrong, and then I'm like, oh, Gretchen, you can't say that. Like, other people's problems are a lot worse than your problems. This is, like, not that deep. Like, but then it's, like, also, like, my feelings are valid, so you never can win, you know? Okay, what I was saying. This past month, what I didn't know, as the last episode was posted about our engagement, I believe that was September 1st, literally the next day, you guys, September 2nd, we had the best engagement party, surprise engagement party. I was shocked. I was way more shocked about that than getting engaged, which we talked about that. We were like, you know, if you've been dating almost 5 years, you're probably on the same page of like, okay, we're going to talk about marriage, get engaged a lot. Maybe we go ring shopping. Like, I wasn't shocked. I was surprised when, where, how, but I wasn't shocked. This engagement party, I was shocked. Okay. I had no idea. I was not a part of the planning at all. And hopefully we're not over this yet. And by we, I mean you guys, because I'm not over it. And brief synopsis, since I'm sure you've seen like all over my Instagram and stuff, but it was just the best day ever. And as the day went on, more and more friends and fam were showing up. I was so shocked when my cousin Mandy, my aunt, my uncle, cousin Randall, they walked through the door. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? Because I wanted them to visit all summer. But you know, the summer, everyone's busy. They had so many plans. Like, it was never going to work out. And I was so happy that they got to come. And it was actually the craziest thing. They, like, drove their boat from Long Island, stayed on the boat at the marina nearby. I'm like, you guys took the boat here? Like, that must have taken forever. So, yeah, it was just literally the craziest day. My mom, obviously, sister, so many friends just kept showing up. I was like, ah, what are you doing here? I thought you were busy. I thought you were here, whatever. And oh my gosh, right after that Hannah walked through the door, I was just so overwhelmed. I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, all my favorite people. And it was just so much fun. It was literally a blast. It was food from our favorite restaurant here. Max got it catered. Like, he literally thought of everything, every little detail. And I really have to shout out his sister and my best friend, Taylor, Lucy, Hannah. Like, they did so much. Hannah had the cutest Aperol Spritz bar cart situation. Chase, I think, framed like a million photos, probably Taylor too, like custom napkins, all the tables and chairs and tablecloths. I'm like, how did you know to do this? Like, balloon arch, all, like, it was so special. And then the cherry on top, the kicker was, well, the second to best was the ice luge. I'm like, who the heck thought of an ice luge? That just made it so fun, like such a fun party vibe. And then the cherry on top, my most favorite band on Cape Cod that we loved listening to all summer, like everywhere we would go, like The Pearl and like Anyone Well Fleet, whatever. This band was at every like outdoor kind of, I was supposed to say venue, like restaurant, bar. We'd always see them perform. The Barn Boys, we love them. They're all like 20 years old and they're incredible. Like, Nikki, the singer, is amazing. I love you so much, Nikki. You should probably not listen to this, but I follow her on Instagram. I like love following them along and I'm their biggest fan. And they even said our party, at one point they were like talking on the mic and they were like, we think Gretchen and Max have been to 90% of our shows. I'm like, no, literally, I am their biggest fan. So they walk in the door. I was shocked because Max had even said like 20 minutes before, he's like, oh, I got the Sonos all set up outside. Like, he was trying to like throw me off. I did not even think that they would come because Max and I would talk about like, sorry, I feel like I'm reiterating myself. I feel like we said this in a YouTube video, but I just have to say, because it was literally like the best day ever. I didn't even think that they would come, but we had talked about like at their shows, we would be like anywhere they'd be performing, we'd be like, oh, imagine them in our backyard. Like, that would be sick. But obviously I didn't think that could like actually happen. They walk in the door and I was like, ah, I like screamed so loud. I was so excited. I was like fangirling all night and like live music and Nikki's, but they just the best vibes. Like, it was so good. So yes, again, hopefully we're not over that. Had to just shout out my people, family and friends. It was literally the best day ever. So that was that. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Upside. You may already know, but with Upside, you can get cash back on your everyday purchases. And especially with prices of our essential items like gas and groceries being so inflated these days, it's so nice to be able to get cash back since you can't just cut these purchases out of your budget. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, dines out. So I would say all of us. And their app is so easy to use. I always use my cash back on coffee. Are we surprised? Specifically, iced vanilla lattes. So to get started, download the free Upside app. Then you'll claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You'll pay as usual with a credit card or debit card. Follow the steps in the app and get paid. In comparison to credit card loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside, and they never sell your information to third parties. Upside users are earning hundreds of dollars a year, which is probably why they have a a 4.8 star rating in the App Store. So download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. So weird being in my fiance engaged era, especially now that I'm here alone. Like, I feel like I'm not engaged. I'm like, where is my fiance? I miss him. So yeah, it's just like a weird adjustment. And like with your identity, you're like, wait, I'm just a baby. I'm like, I'm a child bride. I'm only 16. And then I'm like, oh no, wait, I'm not 16. I'm 26. Oh my God, that just hit me that 16 was 10 years ago. That's terrible. Like, I really feel as though I could be 18. I could be 21. Like, that feels like yesterday. Oh, age is so weird. Anyway, I digress. So that was the engagement party. Okay, then Taylor and Lucy's apartment. They got an apartment together. It has been so much fun bopping into Boston, especially since I've been alone. I'd like go for the weekend, see them, hang out, help them get settled. Helped Lucy like put her furniture together, unpack her clothes, stuff like that. And I don't know, it's just been so fun. Like, I feel like I really do enjoy interior design with a little asterisk. I can't even say that word. With a caveat that it does stress me out, but I do like it. Or I have such a vision. Like, I am very opinionated. I'm like, no, I want this. You need this here. You need a mirror here. You need a table here. Like, I do see like what should happen in each space. Cause I feel like when we first moved to our place in Pennsylvania, I did so much research and watched so many YouTube videos that now I know like the layout. I like when I see a space of like, okay, couch here, TV here, nightstands here in a bedroom, bed here, rug here, dresser here. Like, you know what I mean? So anyway, so it's been fun helping them put their place together. And I might as well just say it right here and now, because I've gotten a lot of comments being like, wait a minute, wasn't Taylor in a relationship? What happened? And I choose to share my life online, I will say. I'm very open about anything and everything. Although, my friends are not. Like, Taylor does not share her most personal life on social media, so I am not going to come on here and be like, yep, this, 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 and this. What I will say is read between the lines, okay? I guess I can say her relationship ended. So she is living with Lucy, and they got an apartment together, and it worked out perfectly. And we've been in our girl time thriving era and setting up their apartment. And actually, I'm about to have a bunch of girls here this weekend. I've just been living for plans since I've been here alone. I'm like, does everyone want to come visit me? We can have a really fun girls weekend. So yes, but yeah, it's actually even better for me that they live together now, because now when I go to visit, I see both of them and can hang out with both of them. And it's such a cozy spot. Brody loves it. It feels so homey, and they got it set up so quick. Oh, also, we found a couch. Taylor and I are hilarious. We love instant gratification. So she's just like me. When you get into a new place, you're like, I want to be settled yesterday. Like, I'm building all the furniture immediately. I'm putting on my bedding. I'm hanging the artwork. I need all the furniture in here right now, which is always chaos if you don't have the pieces already, because ordering online, you know, takes like 4 months. And so you guys know me, or maybe you don't know, but I've gotten a lot of my furniture at outlets like the West Elm outlet, Restoration Hardware outlet, and I just scour the outlets or Instagram pages because I'm like, I want these furniture pieces and I want them now and I'm not gonna wait. And she's just like me. She's like, I'm gonna be settled right now. So I was like, okay, you know what we're gonna do? We're like stocking all the outlets, not finding what we wanted. I'm like, I no, within like an hour of Boston, there's got to be the perfect couch for you guys on Facebook Marketplace. I am going to find it. Okay. So I scoured Facebook Marketplace, sent a bunch of options, and this one was like perfect. It was like so new looking, like the quality, everything. We're like, we'll watch every slipcover. It'll be perfect. And it was so big and cozy. We're like, we need this thing, except it's massive, like won't even fit in a pickup truck. And we're like, what do we do? So of course, Taylor and I decided to rent a U-Haul, drive an hour to go pick it up and bring it back. And we were so naive. We were like, I think I talked about it in my YouTube video, so I'll just be brief. But we were like, oh, the two of us could definitely handle this. No. Thank goodness there are like two big strong guys to put it in the U-Haul. And then when we got back to Lucy's apartment, Lucy's boyfriend Lucy, me and Taylor barely got this thing in there. Go watch my YouTube video if you really want to know. There was standing on a car and a balcony involved because it was chaos getting that thing in there. But it's been like so much fun sitting at the place. You know, like that is a memory we'll always have. We were dying laughing the whole way there in this U-Haul. That was so loud. It was like, it was like so rickety. And yeah, that was hilarious. I love all these fun memories. Oh, what I also wanted to say too, right before Max left, which was really fun, for the last like 2 days he was here, we're like, well, really me. I was like, we have to do all of our favorite things before you go. So we played pickleball. We did a big sunset walk with Brody, which is like the most beautiful sunset. I made a TikTok about it if you guys saw. Did a sunrise, went to our favorite coffee shops, did our favorite restaurants, Gina's, Maddie's. Like, it was great. Tugboats probably. So yes, we did all our fave things. I feel like I'm forgetting some things. Oh, of course, mini golf, party freeze, ice cream. So yes. Then I feel like I'm trying to say more things that we did, like maybe played cards. I can't even think, watch Survivor, which now we're watching over FaceTime. Okay, then, so I've been in my visiting Lucy and Taylor in Boston era. Then my mom came to visit, oh my gosh, what day is it? Last weekend with Lucy, and we had such a good girls weekend. The highlight, I have to say, shout out, this cookie dough was sent to me. And when I read the little note that came with, I was crying. I could not believe this story. You guys, it's called Something Sweet Dough. Wait, Something Sweet Cookie Dough. And I think Something Sweet Dough is their Instagram handle. I'll put it in the show notes. Now I'm like second guessing everything that I'm saying, trying to backpedal. I'm like, what if I'm saying it wrong? So when I read this note, I was in tears. They wrote me the sweetest note. And I relate to them so much because it's sisters and a mom, and they lost their dad 2 years ago. And they're like, we relate to your story so much. We like love following you. You've been like such a bright light. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not okay. Then I had immediate chills. You guys, I'm reading this note. It's like, we lost our loving father and husband, Dan, 2 years ago. And I was like, what? Dan? Like, I couldn't believe it, because that's my dad's name. And so I was just in my feels, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to support them so much. Like, this business is so sweet. It's literally like honoring their late father. I'm gonna cry. Like, so sweet, such a sweet business idea and venture that they're doing, like, for his legacy. Like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, okay, I immediately love you guys. Then we bake these cookies, and when I tell you, these are the best cookies I've ever had. Like, I know they are. And not even, obviously, I love everything about them and their story and like female found it, all that. But these cookies are so freaking delicious. They're like brown butter. So it kind of tastes like toffee, almost like chocolate chip cookies. They're huge and they're like crispy on the outside but soft on the inside. Oh my gosh, they're the best cookies ever. And I posted about them on my Instagram story, and I'm like, these are gonna be my go-to gift for people moving forward, because who doesn't want a big bag of cookie dough dropped off at your door? You put it in the freezer, you can make them whenever. They're so good. Like, best gift idea. Highly recommend. Okay. What other updates do I have for the past month? Oh, okay. Oh, do we even want to get into this? I'll make this brief. So yeah, probably about a month ago now, I started Nutrafol. I'm on my Nutrafol journey. And again, we'll do a quick synopsis, because I had a moment in a recent vlog where I wasn't planning on it and I just started thinking about it and talking about it. So I might as well just round it off by mentioning on the pod as well, because I also filmed Instagram stories being like, okay, might as well talk about it on Instagram, because that's really where I wanted to. So I'm being very raw in this episode. Things I've been insecure about. My hair, okay? For probably like the last year, but really since the beginning of the summer, I was like, oh my gosh, no, like this spring, I was like, my hair is getting so thin, so dead looking. Where was the thickness I once had and the health? I've bleached my hair for, you know, like 17 years, so that's probably gonna have something to do with it, the majority to do with it. But I was like, oh my gosh, suddenly I was noticing so much breakage, so much more, like losing the volume in my hair. It should look so thin throughout the ends. And I did a big chop in the spring to try to make it look thicker. It did. And now I still feel like it's looking so thin at the ends. I just have so much breakage. So literally going in the summer, I'm like, okay, I am doing everything that I possibly can do to get the health of my hair back. I have not got it dyed in a while. I'm actually about to go and get it a little bit darker, like tone it down a bit to try to do at the least amount of bleach as possible. I still want to be blonde, but I could definitely be a more like blended, rooted, natural, sandy kind of blonde. And also, I think where I went wrong was last summer. I was like, make me as blonde as you freaking can. Bleach, blonde to the root. And yeah, I think it's just done a toll. So I literally have only used like a wide tooth comb in my hair all summer. I try to like space out washing it, do all the hair oils. I saw this TikTok. This girl was swore by this Miel hair oil. I've been like covering my scalp in it before I shower. I do hair mask on the ends. The oils, like I literally feel like I have researched and tried everything. And Nutrafol, I was like, oh my gosh, what have I been doing? I need to take a hair supplement like this. So I started that a month ago. I'll keep you guys updated on my journey. And now I feel like I literally am doing everything in my power. I'm trying to limit heat. And I just want my hair to look healthier and thicker again. And I think the best thing I can do is all the things I'm doing and just let it have like fresh, healthy growth. And again, tone back the bleaching it a bit. And I think that will really help. But it has been such an insecurity of mine this summer. And I'm like, people don't even realize how much breakage I have. And people used to be like, oh, how do you get your hair so long and healthy and blonde? I'm like, now it's not even healthy. And it was just making me sad and insecure and not happy about it. And I felt like it didn't look good unless I like styled it or in a ponytail or anything like that. So if any of you feel like your hair is not how it used to be, I'm also sure as you go through life, like I feel like I've had a hairdresser be like, okay, also you're not 18 anymore. Like your hair gets older and stuff. I'm like, don't tell me that. I'm not aging. Like I'm only 26. But also I just feel like that's not it. Like I feel like older people have thick hair. So yes, I'm in my hair healing journey is what you guys need to know. Doing all the things. Miel hair, rosemary, mint oil. I've done it like 3 times now. I think you notice results with that after like a couple months. I'm going to try to be consistent with that. Same with Nutrafol. I have been religiously taking these pills. You actually take 4 every single day. I've been religious, have not missed a day since I've gotten them. And I think also with that, it's like 3 to 6 months, you really notice a difference. My Way hair care products, I've been like religiously doing the mask on the ends of my hair, the detox shampoo, all the things. So yes, in my hair healing journey is what has been going on the past month. And I've been just really cozy here in my solo era, okay? With my fall candles, my roller rabbit PJs. We will get into that for the fall things. Gosh, this is a long catch up. Sorry, we've had a lot to catch up on because it's been a month. Okay, lastly, the last thing I'm going to complain about. The last thing that's annoying me. What's irking me? I'm like, what is the phrase I'm thinking of? I think I'm thinking of when someone says, what is your peak and your pit of the day? There's a lot of pits, okay? I can't even think about this anymore because it's been horrendous the past couple days. And you know what? I don't even feel bad saying that because you guys would relate to me. Technology problems, specifically with your computer, there is nothing else comparable. Because when you, you know, work on your computer, it's your job. What are you supposed to do when it's broken? So basically, like 4 days ago now, I'm getting so annoyed. My computer just completely went black. Apple logo would not get past the Apple logo. I tried everything. Trust me. My tech wizard friend called me on the phone for an hour, tried every reset, recovery mode, safe mode, whatever, every like keyboard shortcut. We tried everything. And he's like, yeah, you got to bring it in. So go to Best Buy. And I wish there was an Apple on the cape, but there's not. But Best Buy does the Apple, whatever. And he also tried all the things and was like, okay, yeah. What I'm thinking is that an update tried to install, which normally if I get the little update pop-up, it's like your computer needs to be updated. I'll click update. It'll restart, whatever. I feel like I haven't had that in a while. Maybe it's not popping up anymore and it just tried to update it on its own. He's like, it looked like it tried to update and the software got all messed up. And for whatever reason, your computer just like won't even function anymore. It's just like frozen in this state. And we have to take all the data off onto a hard drive, reset your computer to factory settings, reinstall the software, put all the data back on. It's going to take us like 2 days. I'm like, oh boy. Okay. Well, what other choice do I have? Like I, you know, need my computer to work. So he's like, okay, yeah, we'll keep you updated. And I'm like, please tell me you have like a loaner I can pay for, like one I can rent during this time period. Like I need a computer. He's like, nope, we don't do that. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So I don't know if you guys can tell. I hope you can't tell. It's funny that I'm mentioning this like halfway through now. I am not recording on my mic right now. I'm actually recording on my iPhone, the mic on my phone, which is always my last resort, something I never want to do. But it dawned on me this morning. I am so dumb. I wasn't even thinking. I didn't even realize. I've been planning my podcast, all excited. And I'm walking Brody this morning. I'm like, Gretchen, you are so dumb. You can't even record with your mic. The mic has to be plugged into the computer and you don't have your computer. It's still at Best Buy and they haven't updated you and it's a mess. And I can't edit my YouTube videos. I can't upload my, it's not good. So hopefully that gets resolved and I get it back like ASAP, like immediately. I'm like, please. Also, I got so lucky they even took my computer in because when I tried to make an appointment, the soonest one was like 4 days away. And I'm like, no, that's not going to work. And I just showed up. I was like, please help me. So it's a nightmare. And I'm like, I'm about to just like buy a new, like, I don't know what else to do. Like I have to like edit my YouTube videos. Like I have to post my podcast. Like and you know, if you're listening to this podcast, it means that I have my computer back or I'm borrowing Max's sister's or Lucy's sister's because I don't know what else to do. Like there's no other way I can post the podcast or post a YouTube video. So it hasn't been good and so frustrating. And of course, he's like, oh, it looks like you bought your computer June of 2020. So your AppleCare would have ended in June of 2023. So it just ended a couple months ago. I'm like, perfect. Just out of warranty. So keep you guys updated. No one cares. I mean, whatever. It's boring technology things. If they don't get back to me, like, I'm just gonna have to buy a new, like, I literally don't know what else to do. My back is up against the wall. I got nothing else. I wish I had like a desktop computer here. Of course, Max is away. I don't have his computer. Like nothing. Also, when it rains, it pours because that day. luckily, it's not on our first floor. That would have been, I would have had to like call someone. So luckily, it's one of our balconies. The doorknob fell off. I was turning the doorknob to let Brody out into the balcony because he barks at the door. He likes to like sunbathe. And I unlocked it, turned and pulled, and the doorknob fell off in my hand. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Of course, everything just starts going wrong with Maxine. Oh, I thought one thing was leaking. Oh my God, that's a whole other thing. I can't even. All the house things. Let me turn my page to my notes. Let me continue with the things to complain about. Okay, lastly that day, you know how bad things come in threes? I knew there's going to be something else. I forgot that I armed the security system. And well, no, I knew that I did that, but I was like about to get in bed with Brody and I'm like, you know, I'm just tidying up downstairs quick. And there were some cardboard boxes and I was gonna put them in the garage. So I opened the garage and putting the cardboard boxes in, and actually it was, everything was going wrong. It was a perfect storm because I actually had the What We Said podcast playing on my phone. They were keeping me company and I was listening to a podcast, put the boxes in there, forgot that every one of my doors has a sensor on it. So it'll set off the alarm if it's armed. And come back inside and I'm listening to the podcast. I'm like, that's weird. I feel like I hear a noise. I'm like, is it in their podcast? And I pause the podcast and my alarm system's counting down because it's about to like sound and call the authorities and everything. Cause I set off the freaking alarm and it was like, this like alarm will sound in 15 seconds, 10 seconds. I'm like, I'm like running to hit the thing to disarm. I'm like, oh my gosh, disable. Like I set it off myself. I felt so bad. And it was like, we will let you know if we contact authorities. We will try to like let them know if they had already been reached out. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so bad. I do not need like police officers showing up at my door. I'm like, as if today could it get worse. But we're doing better now. I'm manifesting. My computer's gonna be done today. It's gonna be perfect, amazing. It's gonna be so cheap to fix. They're gonna call me actually right when this podcast is done recording. They're gonna be like, hey girl, your laptop's ready to pick up. I'm gonna be like, thank you so much. We're manifesting. And you know what? I'm happy because we are so close to girls weekend. It's going to be so much fun. I have a bunch of girls visiting and I literally spent the past couple days like doing 100 loads of sheets and making up everyone's beds and tidying, cleaning and decorating and stuff like that and getting cheese board things and pumpkin bread things. Can you tell I'm excited? Can you tell I've spent a lot of time alone? I knew this podcast would be fun for me to record right now, even though, like I said, I've been feeling a little sensitive today. You guys are keeping me company. I feel like I'm hanging out with people, except I'm just talking and you can't talk back. I wish you could answer me right now. This episode is actually brought to you by BetterHelp. If you guys didn't know, BetterHelp is an online therapy platform and I just love therapy. I think it's so important. I actually first sought out therapy about 3 years ago now. I remember sharing that with you guys over on YouTube when I was still just grieving the loss of my dad and felt very overwhelmed. So whatever it is for you, therapy can and will help. Personally, in my therapy sessions, I feel like I've always been able to see my situation from a different point of view, and I feel like I kind of learn different ways to help me with what I'm going through. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, etc. So if you've thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Since it's entirely online, it's so convenient and flexible, and you just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can always switch free of charge if it doesn't feel like a good fit. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Gretchen today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Gretchen, and you can get on your way to being your best self. Okay, majority of the way through this episode, we're doing happy quote, happy idea, what I'm happy about this week, which I typically like to do in like the beginning, middle of the episode. Sorry about that. I'm sure you can tell by what I was just saying what I'm happy about right now. So it's about to be girls' weekend. I love my girl time. I've been in my girl time era since Max has been away. I just love being around my girls. They feed my soul. They're my bestie girls and could not do life without them. So happy to have a bunch of friends visiting. And you know what else? We're gonna get deep. Since I've been feeling discouraged, seeing some reviews, she's like a lost puppy and she's an idiot and so disorganized, whatever. This quote is for you. It's a quote that I've heard. I don't know who wrote it. It's just, let's just say loosely, an idea that I've heard. I've seen around. That sticks with me. That the purpose of life is just to live. I know that's really basic, maybe like dumb, but I'm gonna say it again. The purpose of life is just to live, okay? Everyone has a way of overcomplicating things, and this can apply to a lot of things, like the way that you think you're supposed to live your life, all the things you think you're supposed to do. But how I interpret it is, it's okay if you don't have it all figured out, okay? Because no one really does. And if you think I'm lost, I wouldn't say I feel lost in life. Sometimes I have those like existential moments, but like nobody really knows. Even the people that you think, oh, they really know, they could pivot tomorrow. They could change tomorrow. They could get fired. They could let go. Their job could just, like nobody really knows. Everyone's just taking it one day at a time. Everyone's just trying to stay alive on this earth. Okay, so the purpose of life is just to live, and hopefully this comes with an undertone of just have fun and survive, or how I should phrase it is make fun a priority and quality time with friends and family. Like, that is what matters. That's what you're going to leave behind, your legacy, like what kind of friend you were, what kind of daughter you were, what kind of person you were. So, yes, this is me giving me a pep talk. Negativity doesn't matter. Actually, this is reminding me of a therapist a couple years ago told me, which was scary at the time, but also comforting in a way, that you never really know. And you actually can't know. Because I would get so caught up in like, oh, I want to like trusting someone. Well, you never know what could happen. And she's like, you know what? I'm married with 4 children and you never know what could happen. Like, God forbid, God willing, knock on wood. But like, you could lose someone really unexpectedly. Something crazy could happen. Like, it is literally out of your control what happens, which is really scary, but also comforting in a way that it lets you relinquish that feeling of needing control, because you can't, even if you try to control. So you just have to accept like the way things are in your day-to-day life and not overthink and worry and stress and just like follow your heart. Because if I would be like, oh, I don't know about like trusting this friend, what if, but this friend was a bad friend to me in the past, whatever. She's like, you never know what can happen. They could be a bad friend. Your partner could leave you. You're like, all of these horrible things could happen and you can't know that. And so you just have to do the best you can and follow your heart and choose to be this person's friend. Choose to trust your partner. Choose to put your time and effort into this, because you never know what can happen. Like, is that making sense? In a way, I feel like that can give you some peace to just go day by day and do the best you can and focus on what matters and what's important to you, because all you can control is yourself. And you know what? The mean reviews that say I need therapy, there you go. I do therapy. Hello. BetterHelp is literally sponsoring this episode. Okay, That's what I'll say about that. Okay, fall, here we go. We're so far into this episode. First up, I thought this would be fun to mention, and I did not talk about this last fall. I'm feeling like I'm about to be in my outdoor activity era. You guys are probably done with everyone saying, this is an era. But I feel like I am, because when Max and I played pickleball, it was so much fun. I missed it so much. I don't know how we didn't play all summer. We were like busy social plans and stuff. But we played pickleball so much like last spring and fall. And I really think I'm going to get back into it, because it's so much fun. Being outside is like an instant energy mood boost. Get some movement in. And especially in the crisp fall weather, it hits stiff. Also, you know what else we did, which I didn't talk about? Went golfing. And I actually had a lot more fun than I thought I would. And don't get me wrong, 9 holes feels like a lot. Like after 5, I'm like, okay, I'm done. But I had a lot of fun. I went with Taylor, Max, another friend, and it was a blast. And it was like we were outside, movement, chit-chatting, and I feel like I kind of like got the swing of it, could get into that. Watch, I end up like loving golf one day. I feel like I could. Like I golfed when I was younger. My dad put Lucy and I in like golf lessons. And I just feel like I'm going to be, any like fun outdoor activity, count me in. Cornhole. Ooh, that's like I'm reminding myself right now. I want to whip out the cornhole boards with my girlfriends. That'll be so fun. Even like if you have a basketball hoop, fun. The classic, going on walks, seeing the leaves fall. Oh, I'm going to miss Pennsylvania. Our place in Pennsylvania, like we're so close to this park that had like a big creek river thing that Brody would jump in, and it was beautiful. It was like trees everywhere in the fall. You'd see all the leaves falling, go on long walks with my girlfriends, and yeah, so I'm going to be in my fall walking era. You could even like play fetch with your dog outside. That's just so much fun. Just get outside in the crisp fall weather. Of course, obviously, do the basics. The pumpkin patch, the apple patch, apple orchard. Yeah. Also, what we're going to be doing this fall, all the Trader Joe's pumpkin things. I'm sorry. I know it's basic. If you don't like the pumpkin things, okay, I'll let it slide. You don't have to. But I was saying in my Instagram story, I feel like it's become a tradition for me almost. I'm like, I feel like the past couple falls, I like post all the pumpkin things I can find in my story and like do a haul on YouTube. And I was getting so many DMs being like, no, literally I was waiting for the day that you went to Trader Joe's and did all the pumpkin things. It's just fun. And it really gets me in the mood for fall. And I feel like you need to make it a fun transition, because I get so sad to leave summer. I wasn't ready. Now I'm ready. But it's the pumpkin flavored things and the pumpkin flavored, pumpkin scented candles that have made me ready and made me be excited. Of course, like the Starbucks fall drinks. I feel like I only had one pumpkin cream cold brew yet. I need to go get another one. Maybe I will right after I finish recording, because that sounds really good right now. And I didn't do any like pumpkin spice latte. None of that. I need to do that. But I've been in my own coffee era at home, which I'll talk about. So that's why I haven't really been into that. The pumpkin candles, even like the autumn flavored, flavored scented candles. It just sets the tone. It sets the vibe. A necessity, if you ask me. And my personal favorite is the Bath and Body Works autumn one. I also have leaves, which smells delightful, but the autumn one, it's just called autumn, smells so good. You need it. Of course, when I'm saying that, I'm being dramatic. Here's me backpedaling. I'm like, you don't need it, okay? It's not a necessity. It's just a material item. But it brings me a lot of joy, I will say, especially here alone. I like set the vibe at night. I chill with Brody. It's all tidy and clean. I light a candle. It's like the best necessity for me, okay? Like I just said, I actually remember talking about this last fall. Cleaning, okay? Said it before. I will say it again. I think it's so important. And I'm not motivated to clean like in the summer at all. I feel like I just want to be outside doing fun things. And I feel like in the fall, I want my space to be so cozy, maybe because it's getting chillier outside. I love to tidy at night, like vacuum, do all the countertops, all the deep cleaning, purge your closet. While you have the time, do it. Maybe you don't have the time, but if you ever do have the time, it feels so good to deep clean your space. And especially just at night, if it's like a 10-minute tidy pickup, unload the dishwasher, load the dishwasher, fluff the couch and the blankets, light the candle before you sit down and read a book or watch Survivor, whatever it is, it makes it feel even better. Or at least if you're me, I'm so affected by my environment. I feel like everyone is low-key. So highly recommend. That's the vibe I've been setting. Also, adding a good show that you love. Maybe a series. Like I said, for us right now, it's Survivor. We've been in Survivor kick for like over a year since last summer, I think. We're obsessed. And Max and I have been watching over FaceTime, and I have the candle lit. I got Brody snuggled up next to me. I'm in my PJ set, freshly showered. I got maybe a hair mask in. Life is good. It's been so good. Pumpkin cookies. I'm thinking more pumpkin food. I remember Trader Joe's had these pumpkin oatmeal cookie like mix that we made last year. So good. Pumpkin bread. I feel like they have a pumpkin bread mix that I made last year too. Like I said, I'm about to make one. I'm actually going to attempt to make it homemade with like chocolate chips. Oh, it's going to be so good. Okay. This is the most important thing I've said in the whole episode. I did make. It was turned out perfectly and delicious. I saw this TikTok of kind of like, I'll say like a harvest bowl salad kind of copycat recipe. If you guys have been to Sweet Green, the harvest bowl is like kale, goat cheese, farro, apple, chicken, sweet potato. And that is like very similar to this recipe I saw on TikTok. It was such a vibe. It was like cute music playing. It like took this girl a while. She's like, you know, this is when I have more time to cook, but it's like a perfect like weeknight meal for me and my husband. She was like playing cute music, had a candle lit, poured some wine. And she proceeds to make this farro concoction, and she boils it in chicken stock, chicken broth. And I've never thought to do that with farro. I also like never buy farro. I'm always just like, quinoa, rice, whatever. But I love like a Dig In or a Sweet Green when they have farro. Like it's so good. It's similar to like a rice quinoa if you guys haven't had it. I made it in the chicken stock. Delicious. Like such a good idea. I think it's the first recipe on TikTok that I saved that I actually made. I'm like, you know what? I'm dreaming about the salad. Like I'm going to make it. And it took me a little while, but it was worth all the effort. It turned out so good. So you do farro, grill the chicken, or you can grill the chicken, or I just put it in the oven, like chicken breast. And then I roasted a bunch of sweet potato, cut up an apple, crumbled goat cheese, chopped up some shallots. It was very hard for me to find shallots. I went to 3 different grocery stores. 2 places were like sold out. Found the shallots to do that. Chopped up candied pecans. Oh my gosh, yum. The salad was so good, all on top of kale. And then it was like a maple, mustard, Dijon, olive oil, apple cider vinegar dressing. Holy F. This salad was so good. I could eat it every day. I'm going to put it in the show notes. It's worth the process. If you have the time, let me tell you, because that was so good. And that tastes like fall. That really just put me into my fall moment, fall era. Okay. Then we have to talk about my coffee at home. Do I want to make that or do I want? It's like, honestly, I like it better than coffee shops now. So now, like, I want to go get a pumpkin cream cold brew, but I also don't because my one at home is like better. So all summer, I've been in my iced vanilla latte with oat milk kick. And I decided to splurge on this espresso machine. I'm like, this is so dumb. This is so expensive. Am I going to use it? Yes, I do. Now that I've perfected it, OMG. It is so good. I just said OMG. That. I'm just looking at it right now, thinking about it. It's delicious. And what really has been the game changer is buying a bag of beans and like grinding them fresh, because there's like a grinder in this machine and you grind it all up, coffee grinder, and it like dispenses the perfect amount in the little puck, and you like pack the puck and you put it up and twist and it extracts the espresso shot, if you will. I don't know how to say it. Just like the like coffee shop. And then I do like half a tablespoon vanilla syrup over ice, add the oat milk, mix it all up. Oh my gosh, it is so good. Like freshly grinding the beans. I was like, is this gonna like taste any different? I was just using like any old like ground beans like from the grocery store. It makes all the difference in the world. It is so good. Maybe I need to like show my whole process in a YouTube video. Maybe I'll do that later. Yes. It's delicious. You know what? Maybe I could do to make it a little more fall. I have like a pumpkin spice in my spice drawer. Maybe I'll add some of that on top with like the vanilla. That'll be so good. Also, you know what I need to make? I'm remembering from last fall. This sweet potato black bean chili was so good. I can link that too. Oh, that's got to be next up in my, now I'm in my cooking era as well. Since I'm spending so much time alone, I have all the time in the world. Remember I made that coffee cake too, you guys, this pumpkin coffee cake. Delicious. Also a fall staple. I remember I would get DMs like all throughout the year being like, I'm still thinking about that pumpkin coffee cake. Or I made it. So delicious. Oh, also the Trader Joe's ravioli. They have like a pumpkin ravioli, butternut squash ravioli. Tastes just like fall. Sorry, I'm getting carried away with the clothing, or not the clothing, with the food here. I need to move on to clothing because I'll be concise. I know we're getting long here, but these are specific recommendations that are my current favorites. Number one, I'm wearing them right now on my feet, keeping my feet warm. The Taz style Uggs. They're like Ugg slipper. I was gonna say Ugg slippers, kind of like moccasins. Like, I feel like they're like an in-between of slippers and a boot. Yeah, like a moccasin. Because I feel like I'll definitely will wear these out and about in public. I'm so excited to style them with jeans and like a cardigan or like slouchy sweater. So I've only worn them with like sweatshorts and a sweatshirt or like leggings and a sweatshirt so far. But I'm excited to like dress them up in a way. And I think these were all the rage last fall. I'm like, I don't know if I can pull them off, whatever. And then I saw so many cute outfits with them. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to order them. And I'm so happy I did. There's also nothing like a fresh pair of Uggs to get you in the mood for fall and winter. So these are also getting me so excited. Next up, wearing the sweatshirt right now. Elwood Clothing, the Elwood Sweat Sets. Mwah, chef's kisses. They are so good. Highly recommend. I want to say they DM me a code like Gretchen10. I think for discount. I don't know if it still works. Like not sponsored or anything like that, but I love their sweat sets. Their sweatshirts are, it's like the perfect weight of sweatshirt. They're so cozy and cute. There's like, it's kind of like ribbed along the sleeves and the bottom. It's just the perfect fit. I love every detail. The sweatpants, the sweatshorts, so cozy. If this helps, if you've made it this far in this episode, is getting a bunch of DMs being like, what is the sizing like? I always want a big, comfy, oversized sweatshirt. So I do a large in the sweatshirt. It's perfect. And I will say the sweatpants and the sweatshirts, I got mediums. I kind of wish I got small because I feel like they are very oversized and I have to like tie the waistband really tight. They're really loose. But yes, I think the bigger the better. So oversized and cozy. So yes, Elwood sweat sets. I recommend. There's so many colors on there. I think I got two hoodies. I don't think I even have a crew neck, which I'm like a crew neck girl. So I need to order one of their crew necks. So good. Then lastly, for clothes, Roller Rabbit pajamas. Okay, like I said, I've been in my matching pajama era and it just makes me feel so put together and cute and cozy and like ready for bed. And I had a pair, like an elephant pair, from a while back, and they sent me a package recently. I was so excited because their stuff is expensive but so cute and so high quality, and they just have like the cutest print of pajamas. I was so excited. They sent me, it's like a long sleeve and long pant, and it's like white with little pink hearts all over it, and I've been wearing it every single day. I love this set so much. And another one is like, I'm literally looking at it right now, it's drying near me. It's I'm hanging it to dry, which it said dry clean only. This one's like a silky one, but I just put it in the wash anyway. Anyway, I digress. It's a short sleeve and shorts, like paisley looking kind of set. They just have the coziest sets. They're so high quality. They have like the prettiest prints. They also sent two dresses. I didn't even know they had dresses. I thought they just did PJs. So love you, Roller Rabbit. I'm in my Roller Rabbit era. Lastly, okay. Yes, this is the last category I'm thinking of. You gotta be reading in the fall. You gotta get back into reading, into your reading era. I will say I'm very proud of Max because especially this summer we were out of our reading era. He also is the type to like start a book and abandon it and start a new one. And I'm very proud of him because he's been getting back into reading since we both are spending so much time alone. We're in our reading era. And I gotta, you know, this is motivating me because I started Malibu Rising maybe a couple weeks ago and I have not been picking it up. I've been like scrolling through TikTok and I need to pick it up because it helps me sleep so much better if I am reading before bed instead of scrolling. And it just is such a cozy fall vibe to light a candle, curl up with a book. You know, we're really watching a lot of Survivor, but like I could skip a night of Survivor and read instead. And it just feels really nice. So highly recommend picking out a good book. A Colleen Hoover, if you're getting back into reading, will keep you so entertained. That's how I got back into it. And I've heard Malibu Rising is really good. You just gotta like get into it. I'm only in the very beginning. So yes, I believe this is it, looking at all my pages for my fall episode, which by the way, you guys, since I don't have, it's been such a nightmare, since I don't have this freaking laptop, recording on my phone, I typically record on my laptop and I'll have my notes pulled up on my phone, but normally like on my laptop screen because it's bigger and I go through it and I'm like, wait a minute, I can't even write down all my notes in my phone because I'm recording on my phone. So I need to write them all on paper. So that's why I'm like literally in this notebook right now and all my notes are on here because yeah. So it actually took me way longer to plan out this episode because I'm handwriting everything instead of like typing is a lot quicker. Anywho, hopefully you guys enjoyed. Sorry, I feel like I was like a little complainy or like deep at some moments. But again, if you like this podcast, maybe just like leave me a nice review, because it is my baby and I'm very like sensitive about it, clearly. And it's just a way to connect with you guys for fun. And I meet the sweetest, sweetest girls that tell me that they love it. So yeah, let me know. These are my faves for the fall, my intentions, a lot of updates, and that's it. I will let you guys go. Continue until the rest of your day. I hope you have a fabulous day. Love you so, so much. And I'll catch you in my next episode, and everything's going to be better. I'll have my mic. I'll have my laptop. It'll be great. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.